bizarro world.
Yeah, I have some new information for all my listeners over there on the east side. Are they going to try to do to Bellevue what they've done to Seattle? I mean, Bellevue's pretty crowded with traffic as it is. You try to get in and out of Bell Square, afternoon rush hour. You try to get over to Snowflake Lane around Christmas time. It's jam-packed, the streets of Bellevue. They need car mobility in Bellevue. But apparently, a Seattle group is trying to greatly influence Bellevue to take away car lanes from Main Street so they can add some bike lanes. According to tracking, they have identified 25 bicycle trips per day on that street. Can you imagine taking away a car lane to serve 25? And I know their line is, well, it's because we don't have enough bicycle infrastructure here. Bellevue, you're killing it right now. You're stealing away Amazon. You've done a great job keeping the homelessness problem out of your city. You still have relative mobility compared to Seattle. The reason companies want to leave Seattle is because of the homelessness, the crime, the gridlock. Do not let these liberal Seattle groups influence the engineering of the streets in Bellevue. They say they had a contentious four-hour meeting on July 11th with a commission deadlocked about whether to take out car lanes to put in bike lanes. And now they're having another meeting so they can put in their bicycle plan. And I'm telling you, I ride my bike. I commute most days these days by bicycle, 25 miles round trip. I love the Burke-Gilman. But I also recognize that bicycle trips are a tiny part of how people in Bellevue, they have done surveys. Less than one half of 1% of Bellevue workers commute by bicycle. Why would you take lanes away from cars to serve one half of 1% of travelers? And again, it's a zealotry that has no connection to common sense.